Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the finale of Halloween month over here at RPG Commentaries. Now, you may be wondering, why aren't we doing the Exorcist like I promised? Well, technical problems happened, and so we're gonna do a movie that transitions us from the spoopiness to the cheerfulness that is Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas. I am your host, the Marvelous Iggy. Joining me is my best friend, Mr. Dragon. Say hi to the audience.
I'm not sure about you, but I'm pretty spooked out by all this claymation going on right now.
Not claymation.
Are you
Second
sure?
time we're doing this, and you're gonna make the same joke.
I don't know what you're talking about.
This
This
is
is the first
not.
time we're
This
doing
is
this.
not stay. This is not actually claymation. What in fact is the Nightmare Before Christmas? It's is cons. Let's see. It is the first stop motion animated feature to be entirely converted to, this is talking about the re-release, but this is stop motion. This is stop motion and claymation are not the same thing. And I think this is Tim Burton's best movie, my opinion. I like Beetlejuice. He did Beetlejuice, right?
I want to say yes.
Okay. But like Tim Burton like has this like very gothic style, that very sort of dark but cheerful kind of style, as we see with these smiling pumpkins. But I think this is his best movie, in my opinion. I've seen Corpse's Bride. I don't know if you've seen it, which is
Corpse
sort of
Bride.
Corpse Bride. I'm assuming you've seen it then.
No.
Okay. But so yeah, we're doing this one instead because it's a lighthearted movie. It transitioned us from Halloween to Chris to the not Christmas, but to the what is it called? The festivus. The season, the
I suppose.
seasons greetings. I always loved this one. This is like one of the more iconic songs. If you grew up in the 90s, like this song, I memorized this song for the longest time. Like I'll find like, whenever I walk into a department store, I'll see the Halloween directions. I always just mum, "This is Halloween. This is Halloween." I don't know the rest of the lyrics, but you go ahead and talk. Do you have any experience with this movie, Dragon?
I mean, outside of anyone else that watches theirs like yearly, not really very much outside of that. Also, are you sure there's not like some semblance of clay? Because I do know for a
There's
fact
probably
that
it's.
all of these are actual physical like figures that they place in for the stop
I'm
motion.
pretty sure they're figures that they place in, and then they move them like frame by frame. Oh, there's Oogie Boogie. Fuck that guy.
Like I can see that it's animated because it's obvious right here, but
Yeah.
then it also transitions to all these characters that are physical.
It's
And
stop.
they
It's
do
stop
have to use
motion.
stop motion for
Yep.
that, yes, but are the figures not also made of clay?
They might be made. I think they're made of an abundance of things put together, but claymation in terms of how that works is a complete type of animation style, versus stop motion is literally taking it, and moving it one frame at a time. It's not the same as claymation.
Isn't
Claymation,
that what claymation does,
no,
though?
it's not the same. It's not the same.
How so?
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, it's a jack-o'-lantern.
This is kind of like, actually, what's funny is that this is supposed to be released as a 30-minute television special, in 1990. But the reason, if you notice at the beginning of this movie, it was released under the Touchstone Pictures, is because the studio believed it was too dark and scary for kids.
I can see that.
I mean, I watched this as a kid.
It's pretty gothic and pretty spoopy. I'm pretty terrified right now, actually.
Oh, stop lying.
I mean, look at those skeletons with the symbol of the Antichrist on their heads.
Here we go. Different.
And all these witches. Come on,
No,
bruh.
it's playing off the Halloween aesthetic. Claymation is actually a term coined by Will Vinton to describe the process of using molding clay, plasticine, for stop motion, allowing animators great freedom in squash and stretch. And stretch techniques, and in changing facial expressions, it is a specialized subset of stop motion and used mostly for simple children's type shows because any texture or detail will be matched when you grab the puppet to move it. The puppets, being made of soft, pliable clay, must be handled very carefully to avoid distorting them. In fact, to achieve good results, clay transferring dirt, animators will usually wear clean gloves to avoid transferring dirt their hands onto the clay. And from handling before shooting a frame. In fact, we've often cautioned beginners who think claymation is going to be easy that it involves some degree of resculpting between frames. But of course, it's not hard to do simple claymation if you don't care about the necessities Just don't expect California raisins results with nothing but a lump of clay. So yeah,
California raisins results.
claymation is more simplistic versus this one. It's a lot more sophisticated in the animations. Like, you can't do the stuff that you're seeing on screen right now with claymation. It's more about like what the figures used, basically. As I just read, it's a subset of stop motion, but claymation. Like, if you've ever seen Wallace and Gromit, that's a popular version of claymation, as well as a lot of movies use claymation. It's a lot rougher. There's nothing wrong with it; it gets the job done. But like, this is just, there's a lot more elegance to it. It looks like you're actually like they look tangible and real. You can see all the fine details on it. And how the characters move and shifts. They look like they have actual weight to them. So yeah, that's it. There you go. I answered your question.
So, what's going on here right now? Jack is looking a little depressed there,
Yeah,
maybe?
Jack is basically, I would describe him as sort of like man, and he's in his mid-30s. He's had a fulfilling life, but just like with any person, you ask yourself that question. Is this all I'm supposed to do? Is this, he's good at what he does. He's singing about it now, and beautiful singing voice, and I'll get the actor's name in a second. But like there's something inside him that burns inside all of us that wants something more.
That's what happens when you reach into that kind of repetitive nature that you do the same thing over and over, and you just kind of feel like maybe I should try something else and experiment just a little bit.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think everybody should do that every now and then. Chris
Yes.
Sarandon was Jack Skellington. Funny enough, Danny Elfman, the composer for the music, who Danny Elfman is a very famous composer. He did the Batman theme. He's done very, very superhero movies. He's actually the singer. He's actually Jack's singing voice, which that's interesting.
I thought there were two different voice actors for Jack in this movie.
You usually back in the day, unless you're really talented like that, like to be able to both act and sing. But it's kind of hard for me to believe this is Danny Elfman a little bit. Like, I've never heard his voice, so I don't know if he has a very great singing voice though. I love the imagery. Like, I love how Burton plays with imagery in this movie. Like, with the great big yellow moon backdrop,
Right.
kind of symbolizing that just that big, I don't know, it's symbolizing something. There's something in my heart that's yearning about this. And this iconic shot right there.
Of course. Is a very nice little scene going on right now.
Is that all you have to say about it?
I mean, I could also bring up how it's in kind of an annoying level area for Kingdom Hearts
What's
and
up
Kingdom Hearts
movie
2.
with movie wise though?
I feel like over the years I kind of grown to not like this movie just because so many other people do and they
Oh, so
can't
you're.
shut up about it.
Oh, come on. That doesn't mean a movie is it's not good, though.
I'm not saying it's not good or bad. I'm just saying I've kind of gotten tired of it over the years.
I think it's great, though, regardless. I don't care how many people praise it. You know me. I don't praise it every year, but like anytime like I see it, I'm like, ooh, Nightmare Before Christmas. I should watch that. But this is such a sad song too. Like, it's kind of a contrast when you come off of like this is Halloween, like he's putting on the show for people because he's the Pumpkin King, and then you have this very melancholy, very kind of depressing, like I'm not happy with my life song.
Right.
This is not like I feel like this is a song like kids can be entertained by the gothic visuals. I don't know how, but they can be. I know I was like in trance as a kid. But then also adults can like, I feel you. I feel like back in '93 there was like some man or woman watching this like, I understand, Jack.
Is that a piece of string over the moon dangling?
It's either that or it's probably just how the light's hitting. I mean, they gotta hold up. I mean, these are all like handmade sets, so.
Also, are these like graves or are these just little
I
gardens?
think they're gardens.
It's
No,
kind of
I
weird to use
yo.
tombstones, though.
Well, it's all Halloween town, so it's all got to keep up with that aesthetic.
You're not wrong.
Now,
Also, Sally, did you want to go ahead and fix your arm there?
she's
I
a
thought.
what is? Hold on, Sally. Catherine O'Hara, who is the voice of Sally, is a ragdoll-like creation of Finkelstein. He's basically, Frankenstein. And she is the love interest. She is an amateur toxicologist that uses various types of poisons to liberate herself from the captivity of Finkelstein. And she was also in Tim Burton's previous movie. Tim Burton has a habit of using a lot of people he worked with before. A lot of directors have it, though. But the joke is that Johnny Depp is in every movie he's ever done. I mean, that's not true.
Just about,
Just
though.
about, though.
Hey, Johnny Depp, I'm doing this other movie, and Johnny Depp is like, I'm in.
No. Yes.
You don't have to blackmail me or bribe me. I'm in.
Let's see.
Do you think that just says how friendly Tim Burton is,
I
and
just
how
think this
close
is
he is
just
with
a.
his friends,
I
or
just think
is
it's
it
like a. I think
just?
it's just a real. I like working with you. I think it's just. I have a working experience with this man. I know how. What I'm gonna get out of him performance-wise. So let me just get him.
Right.
I always love how like wonderfully animated the dog was.
That combination of animation and stop motion, though,
Yeah.
it's pretty great.
I love the mayor, by the way.
The mayor's such a bitch.
What do you mean? Explain.
He doesn't do anything, and all he does,
It's
the entire
complaint.
movie, is complain. Like,
That's a creep.
seriously,
That's a creepy doorknob. I love that doorknob. I'm sorry,
he
go ahead.
goes straight to Jack for any kind of semblance of
Well,
what he
he's the
should do as
mayor,
mayor.
but he's the mayor, but Jack's the king. So it's kind of weird. Not gonna lie, if I ever had like the like, I love that, right? The two-faced persona whenever he gets worried.
Yeah, we see that other face a lot more often than you think.
This face right here though is just as cre is creepier though. Like with the eye, like one eye has like one circle and like the other one's like has the full hypnosis going on right now.
Right.
I think he's just supposed to be like the politician who can't do shit,
Then why should he be in power? And
He's not
that's the
he's
joke.
he, yeah, no, that's the joke.
Damn it.
I
If
love how
only I
there's
wasn't so
the.
incompetent.
Oh man, I feel bad for Jack though.
Why? Because he's depressed about the repetitive of his nature?
Yeah, because we've all been there. Everybody's been there. Like I can sympathize with him now that I'm older.
I'll haunt you later,
Now,
Jack.
as a kid, this place always wowed me because. Or like you see the Valentine's Day door, the St. Patrick's Day door,
I want to know what's behind the St. Patty's door.
Easter, a lot of beer, Thanksgiving,
Oh my God.
Easter,
Straight to the stereotype.
what the fuck else I, and then the Christmas, but we only go behind the Christmas door, and as a kid, I always wanted to know, what's behind those doors? What do they look like?
Technically, they also go through the Easter door,
What do you mean?
but it's off camera.
I don't understand that. I don't get that reference. What do you mean?
They come back with the Easter Bunny later in the movie. Lock,
Yeah, but
stock,
we
and
never see.
barrel.
Oh, that's right. But we never see it though.
Yeah, I'm saying they went there off camera.
Yeah.
Well, gonna go ahead and kidnap you because magic. Deuces.
I love how that, by the way, that those portals are just sitting there. They're just there. Like anybody could have gone in there. Could have walked out there in Halloween Town. Can you go? Do you go to this world in like any Kingdom Hearts game, the Ice Santa Claus level, or is it all Halloween Town?
Kingdom Hearts 1 is
Halloween Town.
only Halloween Town, I want to say. And then you go into Christmas Town in Kingdom Hearts 2.
Cool. And that opening shot that reminds me of like those dioramas you see of Christmas sets.
Do you not know where we are? This is pure snow!
Were you referencing something there?
Oh, you're gonna find out what I'm referencing once we do another certain movie
Okay.
next week.
Okay.
Oh, it's gonna be so great.
Foreshadowing.
Come on, dude. I should be back
And
home
this is
where my brother makes this crazy eggnog with lighter fluid.
yeah. And this is
What?
the second most iconic song in the movie. What's this? I love this. I gotta help. I. And this is kind of like what I tell, like what I like to watch, like for the Christmas part of the movie, is that
Jack,
this.
professional cosplayer.
Yes. I feel like you could. If only you could do
Also,
that.
nobody questions that the snowman has a
Because it's
skull face.
magical.
There's magical, and then there's looking at a snowman, and it has a fucking skull for a face. It's all because he's white.
Probably. Like, this is like something like I feel like this song is about like like anybody who like discovers something new, something so fascinating that you're like you can't believe you never knew about it beforehand.
Right.
How queer. Which, by the way, queer doesn't mean never always used to mean like gay. It used to mean like strange or weird, which I guess is offensive now. But you know, it is what it is.
It doesn't have to be, though.
Like, you know, like some people, like, I remember as a kid, like, people used to make fun of the song. Now we don, like, what is it, now we don our gay apparel when gay usually just meant happy, you know?
Of course.
You know, but now it's like, there's nothing wrong with gay means now, but like, as a kid, I was like, when I knew what it meant, like, when other kids would snicker, I was like, shut the fuck up, kids. Get learned.
You gotta settle down. Pick up a book.
By the way, it's cold. Those pies would not be like cooling off. I mean, I guess they
Or
would
at
be,
least they would cool off instantly.
yeah. Can you imagine like how painful this must have been to shoot? Like frame to shoot this entire sequence must have taken a long time. Just frame by frame moving.
Well, more than likely. Doink. Just imagine if they ever had to do any retakes.
They probably did too. I guarantee you that, like none of them were flawless. Or like, or maybe not even maybe not even retakes, but just like, well, I want to do this shot differently.
Who the hell is that dude over there?
Also, I love how the liquid is green.
For whatever reason. Must be from St. Patty's World.
Probably. Hey, you never know. It's all connected. All the worlds are connected.
As far as we're aware, anyways. Also in Kingdom Hearts 1, if you go inside that pumpkin head in the background.
Oh, the big thing in the ominous thing in the background?
Oh yeah.
So,
There's two or three chests with, I think, a strength up and some other item boosting stuff.
lot of attention to detail they put in that level, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh yeah.
So we got the clown monster, we got a witch, we got the vampires.
That can pull their eyeballs out for whatever reason.
Because shenanigans, that's why.
We get Two-Face here.
We got a mummy. Also, I love it's a cat wailing that starts it off, and I actually think that's pretty funny. We got a ragdoll monster.
We got Josh Finkelstein.
John Finkelstein, who's
John
basically
Finkelstein.
the Frankenstein character. The doctor, not the monster. Because the monster doesn't have a name.
My uncle actually made me watch that movie with John Finkelstein
Really?
for the first time last year when he came over. It's a very enjoyable movie, and I think we should do a commentary for it.
Well, maybe one day. We got a whole bunch planned for the next couple of months, so.
Yeah, we do. I think she just got high.
She got gassed by a freaking frog.
This is a very interesting soup that she's cooking.
Well, she's
And it's
cooking.
not even poisoned yet.
No, she's just trying to. She's not trying to. I guess she is trying to poison. That always freaked me out as a kid. How he's just touching his brain like that. Like,
Oh,
ugh.
yeah.
Just.
You gotta relieve all that pressure when you're putting too much stress onto it, mate. Also, you would think, considering she's poisoned him multiple times before and he knows this, he still has her under his employ.
Yeah.
Or rather, like, as a slave, whatever.
Yeah, okay, because he created her, so.
I'm getting kind of sick of your shit.
Actually like this trick she does right here.
Yummy.
I feel like that close up of the spoon was actually using a real spoon. Because it just looked different from the rest of the shot. They
She would
probably.
have been screwed if he had asked for that spoon back.
Yeah. But oh well. Luck is in her fortune.
Also, the fat vampire with a small ass umbrella.
Yeah.
It's that ghost dog. Hey, it's that dog.
Oh, we already. How did I guess hot, Jack must have just hot GTA'd one of those things. How the fuck did he get back? Did he just go through the door again?
Yeah, with the car itself.
That's
I'm
fucking.
sure that fit into the tree, right?
Yep. Magic.
Thanks, Obama, for letting us go through trees. I don't know. Oh,
That's
goodness.
not a thing that happens anymore, unless you're like in a very small town. Well, they still have town meetings, but like in a big city, chances are you won't go to them. You don't hear, you're not aware of them. Also, you can see a hanging a corpse hanging from a tree.
Yeah, those are the
Suicide
skeletons we saw earlier.
style.
They also have the sign of the Antichrist on their foreheads.
Really? I didn't notice
Yeah,
that.
the upside down cross.
I feel like that's a Batman reference right there.
That's not the animated music that plays. I don't even know what those two are supposed to be about.
Just like the freakish monsters. I don't really know.
One's probably called Uncle Fester.
No. He's not bald. He can't be Uncle Fester.
He's balding, though. It's St. Patrick's Day.
Like how they're wowed by it.
Also, the devil.
Yeah.
Does it explode?
I love that right there, 'cause they can't think of anything that's not sinister. I mean, like as Halloween isn't really that evil, but like when you think of like examining Halloween as an idea, it's all about the cel it's in a weird way it's celebrating the natures of evil in a weird way, like it's promote we're promoting devils and skeletons and like basically things that want to kill you if they existed, but we celebrate them. It's weird.
Yeah, it's you know, settle down and actually listen. Come on. Yeah, it does kind of get a little annoying that they don't actually allow Jack to explain it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I can understand it because they're like, it's like our, th it's like we can take that and add it to our thing, you know? I can understand what you're saying though. Jack is just trying his best to convince him, like, no. It's a new thing.
Actually, at this point, he just kind of gives up and tries to make it to the point where they can understand it.
Oh.
I mean,
You're right.
he's large like a lobster, huge and red.
And like like he's all bending creepily now. He has that sinister smile again. The light is dimmer.
Of course, our lady. It's just like I'm not dealing with your shit right now, Jake. Come on.
I love this
Go
right
back
here.
to telling them the
This always
truth.
freaked me out, by the way.
Yay. Are they excited
No one understands me.
though? Because I couldn't be allowed to explain what I saw.
Well, no, he did. It's just that they're fucking. He told them what they were. They're just idiots and they can't comprehend it.
No, at first they couldn't comprehend it, then Jack just gave up in
No,
trying to
you're right.
explain
They
it.
should have. Yeah, you're right. But, like, it's not like he. Like, they. It's not like they interrupted him constantly, but, like, he would explain something. Then they would, like, oh, but so then we can do this to it. They just didn't comprehend. He was able to tell his story. He just. Nobody. They can't wrap their heads around Christmas. They just can't.
All right, Zero, I'm gonna have to ask you to use that candy cane and stab that spider.
No, they like spiders. The
Do they though?
scientific method. Do you remember what the scientific method was?
Oh yeah, it's a fun thing.
Say it. Say it for the
I don't
listeners.
want to.
Because you don't know.
I know the concept. I know things. Do you know the scientific method? I don't. I bet you
You're
don't.
the one who was like, I know what it is, you're derper derper derper. I know what it is, derper
Don't be mad because I know things and you don't.
derper. Derper derper derper. I know what the scientific method is.
I mean, the first thing you do is fucking ask a question. Then you do some background research. Then you construct your hypothesis.
Hold on, I'm get the scientific method is a way to ask and
You
answer
test it with an
scientific questions
experiment.
by making observations and doing experiments. That sets the scientific method, aka asking a question, do background research, constructs a hypothesis.
I was literally getting into that
Nope, we're
because
not.
it's a 7-step program.
We're not in an AA meeting.
That's a 12-step program.
That's right. I
Learn
think.
your steps. Why don't you know how to walk, Ben? Sup, bruh? I got a science bag full of science.
Always wanted one of those.
What? An Ebonire's flask? A beaker?
They know, like I remember, like kids, they used to sell science kits like that, like where you can conduct your own experiments. They don't make those anymore because kids don't like science apparently.
Think they still do. I mean, they still at least make those weird gummy candy things with creepy crawlies.
Oh, I love those. Those are great.
I've never actually had one of those.
I have one of those. I don't remember eating any of them because I don't think they were safe to eat, but
I thought that was the entire purpose, so you could create your own snacks.
they didn't look safe to eat. They didn't look safe to eat. I mean, you're heating it up with a light bulb. I mean, like it's, I don't know.
Well, that's the same thing about the Easy Bake Oven. It's literally a light
No,
bulb.
I know that. It was like I don't that's I never thought they were safe to eat. Oh, that's pretty.
Those were always the fun chemical reactions that
When
happened.
they turn colors?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
And then there was a little experiment that one of my science teachers did in high school where they actually created lead inside of
Did it, but
an actual beaker, and it would rise out of the beaker itself until it actually collapsed. Well, not collapsed, but fell out.
oh, that sounds cool. Science, bitches.
Oh, yeah.
But did they turn lead into gold?
No, because that takes years of chemical reactions and nuclear fission.
I thought that was just alchemy.
Yes.
I thought alchemy was magic.
No, it's science.
Really? Learn something new every day.
Fullmetal Alchemist goes into that entire
I
thing.
thought the show was just magic.
No.
Okay, well, I was watching the
Like,
show
the
wrong.
entire first episode is about fucking what's his face explaining what's inside of a human body.
Huh.
And it's all scientific.
By the way, this is morbid.
Like, the only part of it that was magical at all was because, quote unquote, God gave him the power to do all that shit in an instant without a
Oh yeah,
fucking
because of
alchemy circle.
the Philosopher's Stone. This is so disturbing. She's just knitting herself back together.
And then local man helped a family get together.
Local dog and girl now no lo completely uninseparable now. I love these guys right
Oh,
here.
you get so upset at
By the way, if
being
you look at
psychos.
the bass players, the cello players, bass, the bass of it, there's a little head in there.
Oi. Again, seriously, why do you imprison her or punish her if she's just going to get away?
I don't know, because he's an idiot.
Despite being a scientist. He's
Well,
got intelligence, but he ain't got wisdom.
exactly. I love he has an equation
Yeah, mate.
to
You
do
know
it.
what those equations mean? Fuck all.
Exactly. You know, I guarantee you there's somebody has to have like actually made that a real mathematic formula.
I'm sorry, Sally, I can't give you the D. I'm a skeleton.
That's right, he doesn't have penis.
Male skeletons don't even have that little bit that kind of looks like it would be a
No,
penis.
because this the gen your penis is literally flesh. There's
Yeah,
no
it is.
bone there.
The gender that
That would
actually
be.
has that kind of tailbone that looks like it would be a penis is on a female.
Huh.
It's a tailbone, though, I think. I'm pretty sure. Biology isn't my strong suit, nor
Well,
is geography.
neither none of the sciences are your strong point.
I don't know, I'm pretty into chemistry. And I understand concepts of physics.
And then here comes the everything burned in the end. Mwahaha.
So that was a forget-me-not. That was literally a forget-me-not.
Yep.
Because there's a quest
By the
in
way,
Kingdom Hearts where you had to get it. Something's up with that white boy up there. Also, the professor doesn't know to check over here.
why didn't the werewolf change back?
Because that's not how werewolves work. Have you seen Twilight?
Gosh, he doesn't want to fuck. You know what? The way that fat lady is dragging that fat little kid, that's what you see in a Walmart nowadays.
Except they're on those little mopeds.
No. Well, yeah, the mom would be, and the little kid would still
Because
be
they
on a
don't want to
leash.
walk.
Yeah. Some fucking fat asses, get your damn legs and move.
Damn.
Are you hot in here? I'm hot. I'm sweating. It's because you weigh 500 pounds and you're moving a lot. That's why.
Stop oppressing me. Damn it.
You can just feel the frustration coming off of Jack right now. Like
Well,
he's
of course, he's a scientist.
trying to be optimistic and shit, but like realizing,
Yes, go on.
he's stuck.
That gingerbread man would have been disintegrated by now if that was actually water,
True.
or at least very soggy.
I feel like I think that line, what does it mean? What does it mean? I have myself saying that whenever I play a video game all the time. What does it mean? Or like whenever I see something like in the
No,
streets.
I know what you're talking about. I've witnessed you saying it all the time.
Really?
Yes, you say
Okay.
that anytime you play a video
What does
game.
it mean? What does it mean? It's a great line though.
Mean, of course, it's asking the game what does it mean by what it wants you to do.
It's. I think in this. This song has just became embedded in me.
Jack, your imagination's going wild again. I'm going to have to ask you to settle your shit down, please. Please. We do a lot of musicals, I just realized.
They're good. Well, we haven't done the big ones. We haven't done Grease yet, which I want to do some point.
Go, Grease Lightning.
I love Grease. Grease is a great movie.
We also have barely done any Disney movies.
Well,
Have we
because
done any Disney movies?
Pocahontas.
That's right. We have
We did Hercules, but shenanigans.
technical difficulties,
Yeah.
which happens so much.
She's so depressed that he's like. Jack is just trying to try some new thing. Do you think she's kind of like, I mean, clearly she knows this is all going to fail, but like, at what point does she go like, let's just, he's happy. Isn't that all that matters? Maybe.
No, because that's bullshit. If you know the future is going to be poor,
I
you
guess.
want to try and save people from that. If you're claiming ignorance just so that they're being happy for right now, that's actually being an asshole
Yeah.
because you know it's going to go poorly in
True.
the end.
True, I guess. I guess if I feel like I love how he's getting all of them to basically be his elves in a creepy twisted fashion of Christmas.
Hey Finkelstein, why don't you bring me some fucking elves and create me
By
some
the way, that
damn
spider
reindeer?
moves, by the way.
Yeah, it does.
It's a
It
black
also
widow
bites
too.
them.
What are these?
I want
Lock,
to
shock, and
lock,
and
shock, and
barrel.
barrel.
The
You also
devil
fight
away.
them multiple times in the Kingdom Hearts franchise.
Did you fight him in one? I don't remember fighting him in one.
Yes.
I don't remember that part.
Have you reached that point?
I beat Oogie Boogie.
Then yes, you did.
I don't remember. It was a year ago when I played it, so.
Also, a year ago since you've played Final Fantasy X.
A year and a half, 2 years.
It was October of last year.
No. Was it
That's
October
when
of
I
last year
tried
when this?
starting my second playthrough. Yeah.
That's right. One day, one day, maybe a full let's play. When I do a let's play channel, when I like Yeah, I'll do a full let's play of it. That way I have to beat it.
That dude is now dead because he got
Get
bit
bit.
by his Black
But he
Widow.
stays around because Halloween magic.
But he's still so useless.
Yeah, he is.
Eat your damn lollipop.
Oh, they cross their fingers. That's, you know, they're fucking lying. These little kids are creepy.
That's called theatrical irony.
Why is it? Explain to the audience, why is it called theatrical irony?
Because although we know, Jack doesn't know.
Yeah. By the way, this area is much bigger in Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, it is.
It's much bigger.
It's like a five different, five, six different areas.
Yeah. By the way, Oogie Boogie is the creepiest. Was the as a child, Oogie Boogie is the creepiest thing you'll see, in my opinion. I mean, he's named Oogie Boogie because he's basically supposed to be the boogeyman.
Yeah, go ahead and keep telling us how badass Oogie Boogie is.
What do you mean?
I mean, that's pretty much what's going on right here is
Oh, okay, that's what you're telling me. Like, yeah,
that they're
like,
just plotting like Santa Claus's demise or something like
yeah,
that.
exactly. Like, that's kind of morbid when you think about it. Like, they're planning to kill Santa Claus,
Yeah.
bury him for 90 years and see if he talks. Like, seriously.
Wasn't even supposed to mean anyways. Talk about what?
I
About
get,
his ways?
I
About his
don't,
magic?
I guess.
I also kind of always find it confusing that Oogie Boogie eats bugs like this one,
Yeah.
even though he's made up of
Maybe
bugs.
it's just him replenishing his body. Like, it's just like, he's not eating them, but like, he's just like maintaining his figure.
Right, is his figure.
That's weird. I don't know how it works.
Well, my right hand is feeling a little dead lately. I guess I should replenish it.
Yep. I love how you really don't see Oogie Boogie at this point. You just like get this huge song about him, and then
And shadows and all
and
this other foreshadowing.
yeah, exactly. It's just like it's great, like building up towards Oogie Boogie, to when you get to possibly the third greatest musical number in this movie, his song. His actual song.
Weren't we just dealing with scorpions, or is that a little bit later?
I think this is a little bit later.
Go on. Fight each other. Fight me 1v1 IRL. Lol.
Me versus Boogie Boogie, Final Destination. Three stocks, no items.
Fuck
There's
me, fucks.
scorpions.
There they are.
Those are the most terrifying scorpions, and they're just sitting there. Then they're gone. When he gets up, it means they're in
Yeah.
the tub.
Yeah, they are. Just hanging out. Be like, hey, what's going on? You want to play some Scrabble? Or some Yahtzee? Maybe some Uno. Also, they're not in the tub after that point either. If you like pause it at the right moment, unless they're just kind of hiding in the very front of it on the bottom.
Snake eyes.
He's a gambler. That's the joke.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Who doesn't love jingle bells?
People in the middle of December after they're tired of hearing Christmas music in grocery stores.
You know what the problem is with that is that usually in the past you would only hear Christmas music on after the day after Thanksgiving, so like not November 25th and November 26th. Now, freaking
It's.
department stores start playing Christmas music as early as November 1st, because fuck Thanksgiving,
Or late October.
or late October depending on the store. I know some stores set up for Christmas August. And anytime I go to the store like that, I just give like I don't do it like to the employees because they can't help it, but like I go to displays, I just flip through the bird. Fuck you. It's too early for me to think about that.
You know, the funny part about that is I went to a CVS a couple of days ago and they did have some Christmas stuff up
Why?
along with Halloween. It's just like one of those things where you kind of want to prepare as much as you can because it is a very big holiday and it just always seems to kind of keep spreading.
Then freaking put them out like on November 1st. Like, you know, I mean, I haven't bought new
See, Easter
Christmas.
Bunny.
I know. I haven't bought new Christmas stuff in years because I just reuse my shit. Most I'll do is like maybe buy like one set of lights or like a new like light frame or something. Not life, like something new, like a new like new, something like one thing new. But like some people spend like hundreds of dollars on stuff they're not gonna use again, or because they don't know how to take care of it.
Right.
That's terrifying, by the way.
Also, I just wanted to say that it's not like Christmas decorations that I'm seeing. It's just kind of those shitty Christmas toys that you can find.
Oh, okay. I'm talking about actual like
Yeah.
trees and light. Like at the Walmart I work at, we already have lights in the back set up, like where the garden center is. Like there are lights already there. I'm like I'm glad I can't see it because I would get mad every day.
You know what I've learned from working at retail, though, and it's one of my favorite things to do? Is actually resetting planograms and
New stuff. I never do that. I've
and
seen
even
people.
reorganizing the old stuff.
Yeah, but you I think you enjoyed it because you're at a smaller store. You have less room to cover.
It's also because I don't have to really deal with other people that much.
True.
Oh, man.
How are they able to hold those, by the way?
They're ghosts.
Whatever.
Also, now the mayor has hijacked the thing from Christmas Town
Yeah,
for
just
reasons.
yep. Also, they're using orange lights. That guillotine, though.
So my question is right now,
Yeah.
if they already had the Christmas toys, why are they destroying them or
Because
just.
again, they don't understand Christmas, so it's their twisted take on Christmas. They understand the basis of it, but they don't fully understand. Even then, Christmas is not about the toys anyways. That's the moral of this fucking movie, is that Christmas and it's not about like what you get, it's about the idea of it, you know?
Another question I have right now. I can kind of understand the saw. What's with the chain?
On who?
I mean, he was, while those two were using the what's it called? The hacksaw.
It's not a
The
hacksaw.
other, well, it's a type of saw, whatever.
Yeah.
The person in front of him was just kind of whipping the toy with a chain.
Cause they're fucked up, that's why. This
It's just weird.
guy freaks me out though, cause like he like has like one, look at him, look at his mouth. And then like
Oh, yeah.
that weird vertebra thing that's just connecting the top of his head with the rest of his body.
Your name is now Davy Crockett, because you now have a rat on your head.
The mud monster, by the way, right there.
You sure that's mud, though? Eh.
It could be poo.
It's always poo. Also, they shoved a scorpion in that.
Yeah, there's a funny sequence with all those toys in the later part of the movie. Now we fast forward to December.
With 11 days left.
Now, you know what? You know,
I always also wonder what they were stitching there. Like just stitchings or what?
I didn't really call it Christmas decorations.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can't help but think of evil robot Santa Claus from Futurama.
It's alive!
That's my favorite Futurama creation is evil robot Santa Claus.
That thing was
What
evil.
was he? Wasn't he just called Claus or something?
No,
He was
I
called
don't think
something.
so.
And like his, they didn't call it Christmas. They called it Xmas.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
That was also a thing that they included in Futurama. Because of the way people were just pronouncing ask as axe, they just replaced it.
Oh.
That snake just don't give a fuck. Feed me. Of course, everything has to be a coffin. Come on, guys. Sell them. Oh.
I think for a while I mimicked that laugh.
A shame you don't actually do the Christmas sequence when you're flying above, like the world,
In
in
what?
Kingdom Hearts.
Two?
And either of them, any of them. It's always just either right before the event or right after.
Oh, the biggest lie. If you're on the naughty list,
Sup, mate?
you get a lump
Oh,
of coal.
shit.
I never got a lump of coal, and I could have sworn I've been naughty a couple of years.
There have been times that I've been tempted to just give my niece a lump of coal just to mess with
That's fucked up. You don't do that. That's the equivalent of, you know what? You know what's not fucked up though? Now I'm thinking about it, is that video of the kid who got an N64, and then they
it
open it. No, it was an Xbox.
was just filled with coal.
No, it wasn't coal, it was clothes, which to a kid, that's like the worst thing ever, because clothes are nice as you're an adult, but don't get your kid clothes unless it's like a specific shirt they want.
Or if you want to get them clothes, don't get their hopes up with a
Exactly,
console that they don't own.
cause like all when I saw that video for the first time, I can only thinking of y'all are the biggest assholes to that kid. Like, there is no, like, okay, get him the clothes, like, maybe, okay, we didn't get it. But to get the kid's hopes up, we know we can't afford an Xbox. Then why did you tease him? And sometimes I think people who, like, use that, like, I'm just teasing it as an excuse to be an asshole.
I wonder where they got the box for the Xbox, anyways.
Probably
Like from
just
a friend
either
or.
a friend or, like, a store was throwing it away and they didn't need it. But, like, all the candy stuck in his beard.
Give me your hat, nerd. I think Jack just robbed a dude. Robbed him of his hat, robbed him of his holiday. Then later on, he's going to find out that he's going to rob him of his life because he gave it to him. Fucking lock, shock, and barrel. He's gonna fucking beat him to fucking Oogie Boogie.
Yep.
For reasons.
Because fuck Christmas, boom.
Because that's a joke. Lol. Now she's thinking of poisoning Jack.
No. You know what she uses that for.
Do I though?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's creating his new assistant.
Hopefully, one that is not.
Oh God, that's disgusting.
He would have lost all the motor functions on the right side of his body at that point.
Yep, but he didn't, 'cause magic.
Because logic.
Oh, we're gonna get to the this is
Also, a barrel sticking Santa Claus in the ass with a pitchfork.
Yeah, fucking asshole. That is a tiny, tiny. Jesus Christ.
This reminds me of an episode of The Simpsons
Getting
where Homer
claustrophobic.
gets stuck in a
Oh,
on a water
here
rides.
comes one of the great numbers. Neon everywhere.
Also, a great boss fight in Kingdom Hearts 1.
No, it's not. It's bullshit and tedious as fuck.
Nah, I mean, I enjoyed it.
I don't. Fuck Oogie Boogie.
Those are loaded dice. That's the second time
Yep.
that it's gotten snake eyes got. Sup, bruh? I'm sorry,
Oh, and they're
you
in
got.
the beard too. All right, I'm gonna see if there's any information on Oogie Boogie.
Besides, he's an idiotic asshole. Sir, you got something sticking out of your rag? Is that proper to say his rag or
He's a rat. He's a, let's see, Oogie Boogie. Whoa. Love that.
have to ask you to settle down with your glow in the dark bullshit. Lol. Boogie, I'm gonna have to ask you to settle down. He hasn't even said a single word.
No, who, me?
No, it's not Santa at this
Well, he's
point.
just like, what the fuck am I looking at?
The fuck is this dude? Well, he said something there. Well, whatever. I swear to God.
Let's see if he gets snake eyes again.
Ew, that was my face.
I'm not gonna lie, this scene kind of freaks me out though, like as a kid, because you're seeing like the ultimate representation of good for you as a kid and like
Right.
everything nice being basically mentally tortured by this monster.
And physically,
Yeah, physically.
somewhat.
So, not as bad as mentally though. I actually thought he was green for the longest part, just because of the lighting. And then they cut to here and it shows he's not. He's just.
Do you think it's just the material it's made out of, or do you think he just kind of bathes in glow in the dark neon shit?
I think it's glow in the dark. Under specific lights. So it's not glow in the dark, but it's probably like illuminated a certain way because of how lights work.
Have you ever had a fog machine?
No, I wonder what. No, I did. I when I cosplay as the Undertaker.
Did you actually do that one year?
Yes, had a
Oh my
fog
God.
machine. I would walk out of my door with
Oh
the
my
fog
God.
machine blaring, I guess like pumping at full power, and I would walk out like as if I'm the Undertaker, long trench coat and everything.
Halloween, I actually accidentally scared a little 3-year-old one because I pushed a button for the fog machine at the wrong time.
Let's see what happened.
She ran away and actually cried to her mother.
Oh, did you get a talking to?
I walked up to her and apologized to the little girl and gave her a little bit of extra candy.
Why did she get scared from the fog machine, though? I don't understand.
Because the fog machine was hidden because it was in the bushes.
So I remember this is one thing that I'll like in terms of Halloween, like going trick or treating, is that this when I used to live when I right the area I used to live at. They didn't have any decorations. They just had
Right.
like the person sitting at the porch, or not the porch, but like the door, and like come over and get candy. But you had to go by the garage door to get it because like they had like a like their lawn cut off, so you couldn't walk on the lawn. Also, it's disrespectful to walk on the people's lawns, unless you're allowed to. And
Right.
so the garage door had like an inch movement, right? And this freaking person, I don't know if it was a man or a woman. Like was in a Yeti costume and would like pump out and then pump back in, and it's just like, oh, what the fuck.
Now pump it.
I all the time I dressed up for Halloween was in terms of like being I was actually dressed up as Jason. So my role was my parents would like get a couple of tombstones for the yard, and you know, nothing special, just hand out candy, but nothing special. So I said, well, what if like I'm not doing anything Friday because I'm a lonely 15-year-old kid. I want to do this. So basically what I would do is like around like, because you know, trick or treaters, you just start around, at least back then, you just start around 7 o'clock. I put on the Jason mask and I would slide down on my yard. Like, and it was a nice night. Like it was cool and everything. So it wasn't raining. It wasn't hot or anything with dressed up as Jason and like lights around me, you know? Kids would be like, well, what's th like my, like kids are like, is he real? And like I would hold my breath, like just like breathe like so slightly where you can't see it. And so like I would look out of my left eye without moving to see like the kids come up. They point at me, haha. One kid came up to me and like poked me and I didn't move. And then like, he's not, you know, whatever. So
He's
when
pretty cold. He's not real.
And so then when the kids would walk away with the candy, I would sit up like the Undertaker and look to them and tilt my head. They would run screaming. It was great. Oh, it was awesome. This is one of my least favorite songs though, 'cause I wish you just she just comes off as like, I don't know, I don't like her singing voice with this. It's just not as pleasant as I wanted it to be.
I think it's may also because so far every song we've heard is like fast paced, a little like, it's energetic, it's a
Yeah.
little exciting, and then we just get this slow paced.
Sad. It's kind of sad because she's like, I want to be with him.
For I am not the one, for I am not the Highlander.
I love how those guys are just ready to play at any moment.
I don't think you even see those guys in Kingdom Hearts.
What the those guys
The band.
the band? Gentlemen, it's been an honor playing with you tonight.
What is this, the Titanic?
Titanic confirmed for February for Love Month.
Is that an actual thing we're gonna be doing?
Maybe, I don't know.
Are we gonna
Tune
be
in
watching
for
chick flicks?
not chick. Hey, but Titanic's a good romance story.
Is it though? It's Romeo and Juliet in, on the sea. Because they literally meet for like
It
a day.
is, but it's a very adorable movie. Plus, you get to see boobs. I think that was the first pair of tits I ever saw in real life, actually.
And you were just like, what's this funny feeling in my pants?
I was 7 years old. I was the perfect age.
Isn't like 12, 13 the perfect age for that?
Say some kids happen early. I'm just saying, I was one of them. I didn't know what was up, but I knew something was up.
And then he promptly started humping the pillow every night.
No.
Don't you lie to me.
Also, this is when the toys attack. By the way, this is you don't open your key. Damn.
You wait until morning for that shit.
Yeah, I know some parents like would allow you like I know some families allow for one gift on a night like at
My
one
family did that for a couple of years.
My parents was like, nope, Christmas Day. Your ass waits till Christmas Day. And that was the most painful part as a kid for me, at least.
You know what's even worse?
What?
When your mother tells you that you have to wait for your father to wake up, and he's a heavy ass sleeper and doesn't wake up until like 11 or noon.
Me and my brothers would always try to wake up my mom and dad like around 10, 11. And then my dad was like, I'm coming.
Were you always the kind of person that tried to stay up all night for Christmas Eve?
No, I wasn't. I would always be the person who tries to fall asleep the quickest, actually. That's terrifying. The thing that floats at them. That's straight out of a nightmare right there.
That's straight out of Compton.
That's racist.
Why is that
Because you
racist?
do it with the black family on screen.
You just said it because it was straight out of blank. I just said it because of the thing. It's not
Whatever.
racist.
Although Asian
Why were
family.
there bats on the tree?
That's cheap. Look at the. Did you see the kids react?
That kid
I gotta get my
has.
chicken nuggets. I get my chicken nuggets. That kid was really fat.
I shall refer to him as young Ronnie. For those who
You know what's
want to know what
interesting
I'm
is
talking
that,
about,
like,
go to warmcomic.com.
I love how you can't see the
The adult's
face.
face.
Oh, so that way they didn't have to animate it, probably. Like, I don't want to bother with all the facial expressions.
Also, they didn't have that problem with all the children. It's just the adults.
Well, it's probably like the children have simpler animations, you know?
Do they
And
though?
they do. But they're very much one expression for the most part, shocked or scared. Or in the fat kid's case, very hungry and scared.
So rude.
It's probably true. They're actually calling the army.
Hey man, when you
Jeez.
got a terrorist on your hands, breaking and entering into everybody's homes and kind of almost murdering everybody.
True. But that's a freaking cannon.
Oh shit.
This took a turn. Like, this movie takes a turn.
Why would you think they're celebrating, Jack?
Because
Those are
Jack
guns.
is naive and he's too euphoric in what he's doing. Also, I love how Zero is basically Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which we have yet to bring up. Do you know all the 100 all the I was gonna say all 101 Dalmatians.
Damn it, Ben.
Hold on, I'm gonna get the reindeer because I never learned how to say the reindeer's names. I know some of them, but I don't know off the top of my head.
Are you,
Hold on,
there's.
don't say it yet.
I swear to God, if you mean Blitzen is the one that you can't
No,
say,
I know
I'm gonna be
Blitzen's.
pissed.
Blitzen's the ones I know. Because I can never like say them all in a row. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Prancer, Dash, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen. It was probably always Prancer and Vixen, are the ones I don't remember, because like every other of them like sort of match, like Dasher, Dancer, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, whatever.
You know what my
Did
mother actually
he just say
does?
his na the name was Harold and Jordan?
I'm
Was that a Green Lantern reference right there?
gonna say I doubt it, but it's a possibility. It'd be funny if it was true. Also, what my mother actually does every year is that she gets these little reindeer plushes that she bought from CVS a few years back when while they were selling them. And she actually puts them in the Christmas tree.
That sounds cool.
Like every single one of them that she somehow collected throughout having to go through every CVS store. Because, of course, one place can't have all of them at once. Damn it! The dead guy is actually dead now. You're full of shit, Mayor.
Yeah, he is.
You have a spider as a tie. Get out of my city.
And it somehow found its way back to him.
You have failed this city.
Also, he's pretty right, though. It is terrible news. Let's not kid ourselves.
I mean, I'm not over here laughing at the fact that Jack's dead. Terrible news. I'm sorry to say that Santa Claus has never existed, kids. Get back inside
Well,
your
in this
homes.
world, Santa Claus lives. Like, they know it's a thing.
Yeah.
How old are you when you realize there's not a fat red man who comes down inside our house?
Probably like 5th or 6th grade.
Really, that long, huh?
I'm an optimistic kid.
I remember my because like one thing that kept me going along for a while. I was talking about like in third grade, and I realized, yeah, this is horse shit. Fitting it, he's lying on an angel. I feel like there's symbolism in this scene right here. I feel like there is. Maybe I'm just looking into it too much. But I feel like I was saying something and I lost my train of thought.
Way to go, Ben.
Now the dream is gone. The dream
He's
is.
gone from riches to rags.
He's being really emo, though. I mean, he kind of
What's
deserves it because he got shot out of the fucking sky.
Oh yeah, his dreams have been shattered, bro. I mean, you are kind of already dead since you're a skeleton, dude. Come on, settle down.
Yeah. Nobody understands me. Nobody understands my feelings.
Thanks, Obama. I mean, that was a quick turn.
Yeah, I mean, like this is what anybody needs to realize. Like, you know what? Yeah, didn't turn out how exactly I wanted, but fuck it, I had fun doing it.
Yeah, all up until he got shot out of
Shot,
the sky.
yeah. Up until that point.
I'm pretty sure the fall was pretty fun too.
And landing on a concrete, statue. Yeah, it's interesting they have not done a sequel to this. Like, I don't know,
I
I
mean,
don't
why
want
would they?
I don't I know, but like everything, like freaking everything got a sequel. But this never did. It's kind of interesting how that works.
What do you think would happen if they ever did do a sequel,
I
though?
don't
Do you
want to
think
think
they
about
would
it.
explore the other doors?
That wouldn't be about the Nightmare Before
Or if that was
Thanksgiving.
like a TV series?
No, I would want a TV series. Maybe like just one movie. Maybe like all like he goes to all the rest of the towns or something. I don't know, because like at that point, then you're just like Jack is still inside. Then you're just playing with the idea that Jack is still unsatisfied and
Right.
tries to find other holidays. I don't
Or
know.
maybe it's a story of Lock, Shock, and Barrel going up, being up to no good and going through the other
That
doors, and
would be a
Jack has to
fine,
stop
like
him.
that would be fine, like a 15-minute like short. I wouldn't want a full movie on that.
Well, again, it would be like one of those TV series type of things.
Yeah. Now we're actually into the climax of the movie, aren't we?
Giggity. Well, guess I'm gonna have to climb down this rope now. I mean, I can survive a fucking 500-foot drop, but I'm gonna slowly climb down this rope.
Well, he doesn't want Boogie to hear him.
He's literally a bag of bones. Nothing you can do can stop the rattle.
He sucks at gambling. I think this is the third time you've seen him get snake eyes.
That and probably those dice are just loaded.
True. But why would he want snake eyes, though? He wants to eat those things.
Mean, he cheats anyways.
True.
Jack!
How can
Well,
he be double dead?
I mean, he's kind of already a
Well,
skeleton.
he's mostly dead.
I mean, I have to continuously point this out that he's an actual skeleton.
Nah, man, he's a skeleton. He's the Pumpkin King.
He is an actual bonehead.
Yes, he is. That's my little sister's nickname, though, by the way.
Your little sister's nickname is Bonehead.
That's the nickname my dad gave her, because she's hard-headed.
It's funny.
Actually, at first it was Stumper.
Bumper.
And then as she got older, he gave her the name Bonehead. So then after like less than after a while that he gave her the nickname Bone Thumper.
Interesting.
Yeah, my dad's very creative with his nicknames. This is so creepy.
Well, deuces.
Like, all the
So, how do you feel right now?
disgusting. I think that, you know what? I think this is the movie that sort of caused my fear of bugs.
I can probably see that.
Like, you just see, like,
And squish.
death. Death Santa Claus is hardcore.
Look, mate, he don't fuck around when it comes to fucking, I don't know, bugs. They're unsanitary. Well,
Skeleton. Well,
you're welcome, Santa.
Santa Claus confirmed to be racist against skeletons.
I mean, he can't be racist because he also has a skeleton. That's just a
True, you're right, but
biology.
how do you know he doesn't have a skeleton? Maybe he's just made of fat.
Because then all his fat would just be on the floor and you wouldn't be able to move it.
Not unless it's magic.
It's the structure of the bones that keep
Magic,
him standing up.
Mr. Fantastic doesn't have bones.
He actually still does have bones.
Nope, not in the Ultimate Universe. He does all his it's completely his body's completely liquid.
That's dumb.
It's science.
It's not
Fakes.
even science. Don't give me that bullshit.
Did your news station ever do a thing where like it would track Santa Claus?
I couldn't tell you. I never listened to the radio.
No. It was like the local weather, not weather. The local news
I
station
also
in.
never watched the news.
Well, on Christmas Eve, we would like go to places and like the local they would have the news on, or because of the football game was on, so
Right.
they would actually have like a Santa tracker, which I thought was hilarious. Like as a kid, like oh, Santa's almost here. We gotta go home. We gotta go home now. And you know, obviously it's bullshit, but I always liked that. If your state, whatever you were living at the time when you were little, they probably had something like that.
How would you feel if little kids that believed in Santa Claus were listening to our commentaries?
They don't.
I
If they do, that means they know that Santa Claus isn't real.
mean, there are children that watch and listen to Rooster Teeth and all these other people that swear a lot worse than we do.
Yeah.
I blame Call of
So
Duty.
now they're understanding Santa Claus, Christmas.
Are they though?
Well, they're gonna understand it more. Look, they're playing hockey.
But they're not Canadian. Oh, it's those forget-me-nots again.
It's and I like how it's combining those two songs into one.
Was it?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Talk about your other half, am I right? The joke is she has half his brain.
Yep.
Oh, goodness. So does Sally also have a portion of his brain?
No.
Show me the future like you did earlier, damn it. Show me how this will go to hell.
This is the only sort of romantic tension we get between these two.
And it's the end of the movie.
Yeah, it is.
Those icicles settled in very quickly.
Yeah, they did. Wish there was more time between them as a relationship versus sort of Jack shunting her off.
Well, that's what happens when you're just so focused on your goal that everything is just kind of you're blind to everything else around you. That's the point of Jack's character. And that's the movie. Ben, what do you think? Final thoughts.
I think this is one of the great movies everybody should watch at least once. It's a perfect Christmas movie. It's a perfect, I think it's more Christmassy than Halloween, but it transitions well from the Halloween sections, more so than the Halloween. I don't know. It's a very good movie. It's one of my personal favorites. Final thoughts?
I mean, it's not one of those things where everybody should see it at least once. I feel like everybody has seen it. And just that because everybody has seen it, they don't stop talking about it. It's just kind of that aspect that kind of turns me off from watching the movie ever again.
So why are you a
Well, not
fan?
ever again,
Why
but
do you like
not
Kingdom
as
Hearts thing? Because
frequently.
Kingdom Hearts fans don't shut the fuck up about that shit.
I also don't talk to other Kingdom Hearts fans because
Well, if you
other
like King.
people aren't that I talk to aren't a fan of like any other games that I'm interested in.
True. All
Like you
right.
don't like Skyrim? Well, I don't really like it anymore as much as I used to.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's gonna do it for Halloween month, our first successful Halloween month. I apologize for the change in movies, but I figured this isn't a more than an appropriate way to end. We got two more bonus videos coming up, because technically they
And
are bonus. They're
they're
not.
both my choices.
Yes, they're both his choices. You're gonna have to see what they are starting next week. And after that, the countdown to Star Wars: The Force Awakens begins. Well, more details on that later. So, because we're not gonna do any plugs, because you've probably heard it all before. So we're gonna go ahead and just skip right into the formalities. I'm your host, the Marvelous Ziggy,
I'm Mr.
and
Dragon.
we'll see you all next time for a very spider-filled commentary. Have a good time, everybody.